It's a pleasure and joy to be with you again.
很高兴和大家又在一起。
I'm looking forward to Christmas. How about you?
我很向往过圣诞节，大家呢？
If I ask you, what's the first word that comes to your mind when you think of Christmas? What's the word?
如果我问大家，当你听到圣诞节，你脑海里出现第一个词会是什么？
For some Americans, the first word is eating.
对很多美国人来说，圣诞节的第一个词就是吃。
For some people, family.
对另外人说就是家庭。
For some, it's shopping.
对另外人说是购物。
Other people think Christmas is nice.
有的人说圣诞节不错。
But the question today is, what is God thinking when he thinks Christmas?
但今天的问题是，如果上帝想到圣诞的时候，他会想到什么？
Christians celebrate God's incarnation.
我们基督徒庆祝道成肉身的神。
God chose to become a human being.
神选择了成为人的样式。
Now, you will agree with me that being human is difficult.
我们都同意做一个人还是不容易的。
Sometimes it's uncomfortable.
做人甚至是很不舒服的。
Being human is being vulnerable and weak sometimes.
因为做人有时候也感到很软弱，很无助。
And being afraid.
甚至恐惧。
Why would God become a human?
为什么上帝愿意成为人的样式呢？
Fortunately, the Bible tells us some of what God was thinking when he decided to become one of us.
幸运的是在圣经里，我们看到了上帝揭示一些真理，当他愿意选择成为一个人的时候，他在想什么，他为什么他会这么做。
This verse in Philippians shares something that a fairly shocking, I think.
我觉得腓立比书这节所说的经文是一个让人非常震惊的一个真理。
God wants you and me to think the way he thinks.
因为上帝希望你能够与耶稣基督的思想来思考问题。
When we think about Christmas, think about the incarnation, we are to think like God.
当我们谈到圣诞和道成肉身的时候，我们要与上帝的思维方式来思考。
That seems impossible to me.
对我来说，这听上去似乎是不可能的事情。
But let's see what he means by saying this.
但是我们来看看，上帝到底是什么意思。
The first fact that Philippians 2 tells us about Jesus.
那么，腓立比书第二章讲了我们，告诉我们关于基督的道理。
Is that Jesus was already God before Christmas?
因为在圣诞节以前，耶稣就已经是上帝了。
He said in verse 5, have this mind among yourselves, which was in Christ Jesus, who though he was the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be granted.
第五、第六节是说，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
Notice in this translation it says, have this mind or the same mind as Jesus in you.
所以这里讲的是要以基督耶稣的心为你自己的心。
God is not sharing his thoughts with us just so we can say, well, that's very interesting.
神把他的心赐给你，并不是让你觉得，哇，这很有趣哦。
He's sharing his thoughts with us to change the way we think.
因为他把他的心给你，是让你改变你的思维方式。
So the truth in this passage is supposed to guide our self-image and our understanding of the world.
所以这节经文要帮助我们如何看待周围的世界以及自身的形象。
Before I talk more about Jesus being God,
在我讲耶稣是神之前，
I want to observe that this is the only religion in the world where God becomes a human being.
我想告诉大家，基督教是世界上唯一一个宗教说上帝成为人的宗教。
The original word that says he appeared in the form of God means something different than the English is not a great translation.
这个说神成为了人的样式，这个样式在英文里其实翻的不是特别的准确。
I'm hoping the Chinese translation is better here.
也许中文的翻译会更好。
The original word for form is in Greek the word morphe.
那么这个形象的这个希腊语文原文是 morphe。
Some of you science fiction fans know what happens when something morphs into something else, yes?
那么 morphe 这个词呢，在科学里有蜕变、变化的意思，所以在座如果通晓科学的，大概知道可能有点这个理解关于 morphe 是什么意思。
The English word metamorphosis comes from this word.
那么这个英文的这个蜕变这个词就是来自于 morphe 这个词。
The word, when it says that Jesus was the morphe of God, means this.
所以耶稣是上帝的 morphe 的意思就是这样的。
It means that he was the very essence, the quality of something that makes it what it is.
就是说耶稣有上帝的本性和特质。
It means everything that makes God, God, was manifest in Jesus Christ.
就是说上帝一切的本性都体现在耶稣的身上。
We would say of a product or chemical, it's 100% pure.
我们可以说一个化学药品、化学试剂是100%纯的。
If we're talking about gold, we are saying it's 24 karat gold. It's all gold and there's nothing else in it.
当我们说这个金子是24克拉的时候，就说这个金子是纯金的。
And so this verse is saying that Jesus, before he came, was 100% pure God and nothing else.
所以这个经文就是说，在耶稣来到世上之前，他已经是完完全全的神，一点儿都不差。
He reinforced it when he said, he did not count equality with God something to be grasped.
但是他接着又说，他并不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
Now, I hope you don't get your theology, your understanding of God, from the History Channel.
我希望在座各位对于神学的知识不是来自于美国的历史频道。
Most people in the world who don't understand this misunderstand Jesus being God.
如果你不能理解这点的话，你就不能理解上帝耶稣为什么是神。
They thought he was born a man and then he became a good man.
很多人认为耶稣只是一个人，或者说是一个好人，最多是个好人。
And then perhaps he became a really good man, and then a perfect man.
或者说是一个完全的人，完美的人。
And then he became a god.
但是呢，他又后来又成为了神。
But that's not true at all.
但是这样的想法其实不太正确。
Jesus was 100% God before he became a human.
在耶稣成为人之前，他已经是完完全全是上帝自己了。
So let me stop and ask you, how should that affect your mind?
让我跟大家解释一下，为什么这个观念可以改变你的这个观念。
In a book, John Stott wrote, called Basic Christianity.
那么约翰·斯多特写了一本书，叫做《基本的基督教》。
He said that it's not possible, for us to have a mundane reaction to the fact that Jesus is God.
他说当我们知道耶稣是神了以后，我们的反应不可能再是个很平常的反应了。
He said that people who understood this were either angry because a man was pretending to be God.
当你知道这个真理以后，你要么的反应就是非常恼怒，因为他居然敢假冒神。
Or they ran away in fear because they were afraid he was God.
或者是他觉得很恐惧，因为哇，上帝，耶稣原来是神呐。
Or they fell to their knees and worshipped him because he really is God.
你还有这种反应，就是说你屈膝来敬拜这位真神。
But it's not possible to have a moderate response to this truth.
但是不论如何，当你知道耶稣是神这个真理之后，你的反应不可能再是不冷不热了。
The second idea I'm going to suggest to change your thinking.
那么第二个观念能够改变你的这个思想方式的是。
If it's God that we worship and God that we serve,
如果我们敬拜的，我们侍奉的是上帝
，and God who became one of us at Christmas,
在圣诞节，上帝成为了我们当中的一员
，you and I are too fearful and shy.
那我们就会变得非常的恐惧，非常的害羞。
If Jesus is God and He loves us,
如果耶稣是上帝，他爱我们。
Paul said, "If God is for us, who could be against us?"
耶，保罗说，上帝和我在一起，我还怕谁呢
？And Paul said he didn't fear war, and he didn't fear disease, and he didn't even fear death.
保罗说他不惧怕战争，不惧怕疾病，甚至不惧怕死亡。
Because God is for us.
因为上帝是站在我们这一边的。
So that's my first suggestion in how to change your thinking about Christmas.
所以这个就是我想跟大家说，圣诞节的意义完完全全可以改变你的观念。
The second thing that it tells us about Jesus is that God became a human.
第二个就是说，上帝成为了人的样子。
Verses 7 and 8 say he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man.
第七节说，他反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为了人的样式。
Now God created human beings to love us.
神成为人的样子是为了爱我们。
I wanted to say that first because we love God in response to his love for us.
我们爱神是因为神先爱了我们。
God loved us first.
神首先爱了我们。
When God created us to love us, he wanted us to be united together.
当神爱我们的时候，他希望我们和他联合。
We live in a very divided world.
我们生活在一个非常决裂，一个分割的一个时代。
Listen to the way he wants us to think about one another.
我们听听耶稣是希望我们如何来对待彼此对待互相的关系。
Verses 2, 3, and 4 say, make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and with one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility value others more than yourselves, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of others.
二到四节说，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
This is the opposite of what American schools teach about self-image.
这个教导恐怕是在美国大多数学校教导是完全相反的。
At our American school, we're supposed to, they say, oh, you're as good as anyone. You're better maybe than anyone.
美国教学校老师说，你真不错，你甚至比别人还要好。
In fact, all of you can be president.
你们每个人都可以成为美国总统。
God is saying, consider other people better than you are.
但是这儿上帝说，你要看别人比自己强。
I need to say, I bet she's more intelligent than I am.
那我最好对我说，这个同学比我要更加聪明。
I think he might be more talented than I am.
这个人比我更加有能力。
I'm going to do what I can to help her succeed.
我会帮助让她能够成功。
This is upside down thinking. Compared to what we hear in this culture in America.
所以这几节经文讲的完全跟我们在我们所处的文化里是完全颠倒的一个教导。
Now, the picture is that God, who could do anything or have anything,
但事实是上帝可以做任何的事，他也可以拥有任何的东西。
God, whom nothing could injure or harm or hurt,
因为没有任何东西可以伤害上帝。
Chose to become a human infant.
但是他却选择了成为一个人的婴孩。
There's nothing more vulnerable than a human baby.
因为在世界上最娇嫩、最无助、最软弱的就是婴孩。
Someone had their baby in the early service today at church.
那么今天在早上的这个崇拜仪式里有一个人刚刚生了一个小 baby.
I heard a thumping like someone beating on a drum.
我听到这个好像是在这个打这个鼓的声音。
They're trying to get the baby to burp.
因为他们希望这个想让宝宝先能够打个嗝。
Babies can't even burp by themselves.
你看小宝宝连自己连打嗝都不会。
And then the milk comes back out.
所以这个牛奶就呛奶了。
Jesus became a baby.
但耶稣却成为了一个小宝宝。
But while he was learning to walk, he wobbled around and fell down and skinned his knees.
当他学走路的时候，他可能会摔倒，擦破自己的这个膝盖。
God became weak for us.
上帝因为我们的缘故，变成了一个软弱的形象。
He came to give himself, not to get anything from other people. It needs to change our thinking that God came to become a human.
所以神选择成为人的样式，这个道理是多么的深奥。
The same word, morphe, is used here of Jesus being fully human.
那么这个 morphe 这个希腊词呢，也是讲了耶稣是成为人的样式。这个同样样式这个词也是 morphe。
This is a miracle, so we can't comprehend it.
那么这是一个神迹，我们无法完全的理解。
So Jesus was at the same time 100% completely God.
一方面，上帝耶稣是完完全全的神。
And he was 100% completely human at the same time.
另外一方面，他是完完全全的人。
No philosophy, no religion that I know of in the world history has this possibility.
在世界上任何一个其他的宗教或哲学不可能有这么一点。
If you study Western philosophy, they think that material things are always second best, evil, not ever good.
如果你去研究西方的哲学，一般都认为这个物质的东西是邪恶的，是次等的，是不好的。
And I'm not sure I understand Eastern philosophy, but I think in much of Eastern philosophy, material things are insignificant.
我不敢说我懂东方哲学太多，但是我想有许多东方哲学认为物质的东西充其量是不重要的。
Only in Jesus Christ does he take the spiritual world and the material world and marry them together.
但耶稣却把属灵的和属世的融合在一起。
Only Jesus Christ says that you can be fully human and still be holy.
所以耶稣是一个，是唯一一个完完全全人，又能够完完全全圣洁的人。
People in the world that tend to be religious, they tend to have everything's religious to them.
那么今天有许多宗教比较狂热的人呢，他们希望他们的一切东西都变得非常宗教化。
And they can become very unhappy and dissatisfied.
但是这些人同时有可能会变得非常的不快乐，不满足。
Because they think, well, you know, having too many nice things is bad because now I'm greedy and I feel guilty.
因为他们想，因为我拥有太多的物质的东西，这东西是不好的，所以我觉得有一种负罪感。
And if I'm too good looking, I might be proud and that would be bad.
如果长得很不错的话，那么有可能我就会骄傲，那么这个也会不好。
So the religious person feels that everything material is wrong, and they never seem to be very happy.
所以那些过分宗教狂热的人，他们认为这个物质的东西是不好的，他们也不会因此而快乐。
The secular person who believes there's no God in all the world.
但是世俗的人，他们认为世界上没有神。
All that person has are the material things around him.
他们有的就只有物质的东西。
So if I'm a person who doesn't believe in a God, then all I have is feeling good and owning things and the things that make me give me pleasure. That's all I have.
如果一个人不相信神，他所在意的就是要感觉不错，要拥有一切只管自己的感觉就行了。
So if I'm irreligious, I'm trying to live in half a world.
如果我想这个过在这样一个一半的这个世界里面的话，
If I'm religious and I don't have Christ, I'm trying to live in half a world.
但是我如果我是信宗教，可是我又不相信耶稣的话呢？
But only Jesus Christ brings the material world and the spiritual world and makes them serve God.
我还是生活在一半的世界里，只有耶稣把属世的和属肉属这个物质东西，属灵的和物质东西结合在一起。
That means that if you and I have Jesus, we can have joy in a material world.
这就意味着，如果我们信耶稣的话，我们在这个物质世界里一样可以得到喜乐。
We can have nice things, but the things don't own us; we own them.
我们可以拥有一些很好的东西，但这些东西不会拥有我们。
God can bless our lives and make us successful, but we don't have to be proud.
神也可以祝福我，让我们在世上很成功，但是我们不必骄傲。
Jesus was happy and holy and human at the same time.
耶稣是世上又快乐又圣洁的人，同时又快乐又圣洁的人。
Because he became one of us, he understands you.
因为他成为我们中的一员，所以他能够理解我们。
This morning we had the children's choir sing Christmas songs.
今天早上我们这儿有一个这个小孩的儿童的这个圣诞合唱。
I said to the children, God loves you so much, he became one of you.
我对这些儿童说，因为神是这么的爱你，所以他成为了你们中间的一员。
Our teenagers were singing, and I said, God loves you so much, he became a teenager.
我对那些青少年说，因为神是这么爱你，所以他也成为了一个青少年。
Jesus had pimples.
耶稣可能有这个酒窝了。
He said he suffered like we suffer.
他和我们一样的遭受这个患难。
Jesus was betrayed, he was physically injured, he was falsely accused, he was misunderstood.
耶稣被无辜的鞭打，被定罪，甚至是受死。
Jesus was misjudged and unfairly condemned.
所以耶稣被受审判也是一个非常不合理的审判，被冤枉，以致被定罪。
When you think of Christmas, you should think, God understands me completely.
当你过圣诞的时候，你要知道上帝完完全全的理解你，体贴你。
One last fact about Jesus and Christmas.
关于耶稣，圣诞节的耶稣的最后一个道理。
Jesus came to be a servant, not a master.
耶稣来到世上是成为一个仆人，而不是一个主人。
Verses 7 through 9 say, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by being obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every other name.
第七到第九节说，耶稣反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微。存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
When Jesus was coming to change the world, he took the exact opposite approach to the one that most humans take.
当耶稣来到世上，他改变世界的方式和人改变世界的方式是截然不同的。
If I took these verses and I turned them around the opposite way and then applied them to humans, you see what I mean.
你们如果把这个经文反过来说，你就能够理解我的意思了。
So when a human wants to be great, we don't take the role of a servant. We try to pretend that we're a king or a queen or a princess.
当人觉得自己了不起的时候，他不会认为自己是个仆人，他觉得自己是个国王。
Instead of trying to come to other people humbly and without any resume, we try to come pretending that I am the best you've ever seen.
当我们觉得自己很了不起的时候，我们不会像耶稣一样卑微，反而会对别人说，我是你见过最了不起的人。
Instead of coming to serve other people, we think in order to be great, I need a lot of people who want to serve me.
我们不仅不会去服侍别人，我们还会要求别人来服侍我们自己。
Jesus demonstrated what it means to really be human.
所以耶稣向我们展示了叫真正做一个人是什么意思。
He came and surrendered himself completely to God the Father.
他完全的虚己，完全降服在神的面前。
He had all the power of God, but he laid that aside and said, "I'll just do what the Father gives me power to do."
尽管他有神的一切的能力，可是他把那些能力都放下，只做天父要他做的事情。
The arrow of the incarnation points down.
道成肉身这个方向是往下的
，not up.
不是往上的。
So many of us have heard about the ladder of success. Have you heard about the ladder of success? We should all be climbing the ladder of success.
在座很多人都听过这个要是吧爬这个成功的阶梯嘛，总是要爬这个梯子往上爬，你的事业往上爬。
Jesus climbed the ladder of success.
耶稣也爬了这个阶梯。
He went from the top to the bottom.
只不过他是反过来从上面往下面。
We're climbing in the wrong direction.
但是我们却是错误的方向，从下往上爬。
I said this morning, if you want to climb the ladder of success, I have a suggestion for you.
我今天早上跟我的会众说，如果你想成功的话，我有对你有一个建议。
Find some other people that are in a deep, deep hole, in a pit.
找到一个正在落在深坑里的一个人。
Take your ladder and put it down in the pit with the people who really, really need help.
把你的梯子放下去，然后从这个梯子下去，跟那个跌在深坑的人在一起。
And then climb down there and help them.
帮助他。
That's what God did.
这就是神所做的。
He didn't try to look important.
神不想觉得自己自鸣得意，好像觉得让不可一世的样子。
He didn't try to do great things that would get his name in the newspaper.
他并不想做些什么伟大事情，让全报纸都来报道他。
Jesus gave his life every day and served other people.
每天神都把他的生命赐给那些需要他的人来服侍他们。
And people around him thought some of them liked him.
在旁边的一些人呢，他们在耶稣周围的有些人呢喜欢耶稣。
He was popular for a short time.
耶稣的确在世上有一个短暂的特别大受欢迎的这个时期。
And later he was very unpopular.
但是很不久以后，他变得非常的不受欢迎。
So it doesn't matter very much if you have a lot of friends on Facebook.
所以你在脸书上有没有一大堆朋友，这并不重要。
And it doesn't matter if you are the employee of the month and your picture is on the wall at school or at work.
你这个月有没有成为本月最优秀员工，也并不重要。
It doesn't matter if your name is in a history book and on Wikipedia.
你的名字是不是能够载入史册，留在维基百科，也并不重要。
What matters is what does God think of you?
最重要的是神怎么看待你。
Many people in the world today think Jesus didn't even really exist.
有的人认为耶稣都不存在。
Some people think he was a nice but not too important historic figure.
有的人认为耶稣只是一个还不错，但是并不是很重要的一个历史人物而已。
But God, the creator of the universe, the father of all creation,
但是神是宇宙的创造者，一切的造物主。
His opinion is that Jesus is the highest being in the universe.
在他里面，耶稣是宇宙中最高的那一位。
When I die and someday am facing God face to face,
如果有一天我离世跟上帝面对面的时候，
the most coveted thing that God could possibly say to me is in the Gospel of Matthew.
那么上帝对我最让我鼓舞人心那句话，就是在马太福音那句话。
Well done, good faithful servant.
做得好，忠心又良善的仆人。
God's not going to say my name because I was popular or famous.
上帝不会因为我在世上大受欢迎或者是举世闻名而赞扬我。
God's not impressed if I have a lot of property and own more things than other people.
上帝也不会因为我在世上有很多财产，有很多这个朋友，而对我感到觉得我很有什么了不起。
God wants me to be like, to think like His Son Jesus.
上帝希望我们的心和耶稣的心是一样的。
So instead of living my life reaching up all the time to try to have more and be more,
所以如果你还想过一种总是往上爬的生活，总是想拿到更多的那种生活的话，
I want to live my life reaching down and offering my hand to my brothers and my sisters and saying, "Come, come with me. I'll introduce you to a king."
不如过一种弯下腰的生活。对那些下面的人说，上来，来吧，我想让你们认识耶稣。
Greatness, the greatest name that has ever been said or could be pronounced is the name of Jesus.
世上最伟大的名就是耶稣的名。
Jesus lived his life reaching down.
耶稣在世上，他是弯着腰来俯救我们。
In this Christmas season, it doesn't matter very much whether I get one gift or a lot of gifts or no gifts.
在圣诞节我有没有收到礼物还是收到很多礼物 都不重要。
Some of my family are able to come and be with me. I thank God for that.
我的一些家人能够圣诞节跟我团聚，那我当然感谢上帝。
But that's not the most important thing.
但是这也不是最重要的。
The most important thing is, can I reach with the love of God into someone else's life and express in person that God loves you?
最重要的是，我能不能够把上帝的爱给延伸出去，给某一个人，告诉他上帝爱你。
Jesus said, "When I was hungry, you fed me."
耶稣说，当我饥饿的时候，你喂过我，你给我吃个。
When I was lonely, you came in person to see me.
当我是受逼迫的时候，你来看我。
Thank God that He didn't just text us. Don't you glad about that?
感谢主啊，上帝不是只是给我们这个发短信而已。
He came in person to express His love to us.
他以人的样式亲自的向我们表达了他的爱。
He said, "When I was in prison, you came and you visited me."
他说，当我在监狱的时候，你来看我。
This Christmas, I suggest that you think like Jesus. Look for someone that you can love in person.
这个圣诞节，我建议大家去想一个，有哪一个人能够以神的爱去爱他。
Don't worry about trying to do great things.
不要去着急想，不要着急做一些很了不起的事情。
Don't be overly concerned. This will take a lot of pressure off being successful.
不要觉得对这个 要做一个成功的人生有很多的压力。
Do simple things and be kind to other people.
就是做一些简单的事情，对人好一点。
Show people simple ways that the love of God can be expressed.
就在人简简单单的向人展示上帝的爱。
And the power of God will fill your life.
这样上帝的大能就充满你的生命。
Other people will be transformed by their relationship with you.
人们也会因着他们和你的关系，他们的生命也为之改变。
And God will say that you are a great servant.
上帝就会说，你是一个了不起的仆人。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we need to think like Jesus.
主啊，我们应该以耶稣的心为心。
He took all of his advantages and turned his back on them.
耶稣放弃了他一切的特权。
He humbled himself and shared the fate of the weakest creatures in the universe.
他反倒虚极，和我们一样变成软弱的样式。
He loved me. He loved us so much that he became one of us.
他是如此的爱我和爱我们所有的人。所以他成为了我们中间的一个。
And he became not the master of all, but first the servant of everyone that he saw.
他来不是来管辖我们，而是来服侍我们。
He loved us so much that he laid down his entire life for us.
他是如此爱我们，甚至献上了自己的生命。
And then you, Father, exalted him to the highest place in the universe.
而这样，上帝天父。你就把它高举，成为宇宙之首。
Teach us that the path to being exalted by God is the path of servanthood and humility.
求你教导我们，要成为被上帝高举，就是要成为一个仆人的样式。
The arrow of the incarnation does not point up; it points down.
道成肉身的箭头不是指在上面，而是指向下面。
Teach us to think like you think.
教导我们以耶稣基督的心为心。
We ask in Jesus' name.
祷告是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.